Hey everybody, Kyle the Jackhammer Jackson here. Today's topic, work ethic. What does it mean to you? I want to start with a story about me as my younger self. I grew up in a broken household, a broken home, mother and father separated when I was 2 years old. My father was very much part of my life. Extraordinary man. My mother raised us by herself for the most part my whole life, and amazing mother as well. Both my parents, I can't thank them enough for everything they've done for me. But the reason I bring this up is because I grew up with not much of a disciplinarian for a mother. She was working all day. She was fun. She was my guide to a lot of morality and critical thinking, and she helped me become a lot of who I am today, but she wasn't much for chores and making us do a whole lot around the house. So when I grew up, I didn't have a whole lot of work ethic. I didn't like doing chores. I didn't like doing work. And all I wanted to do was have fun, you know? So I had a bit of a rude awakening when it came to come out into the workforce. And man, I tell you what, if I had to work with myself now, if I had to work with myself from 10 years ago, my 18-year-old self, I'd probably kick my own ass because I was worthless. And I had to learn the hard way what it took to be a good worker and what it meant to have good work ethic. There's so many people out there doing their everyday jobs, and we talked about happiness the other day, and do what you love what you do. Well, even if you're not doing your dream job, you should come to work to work. You should come to work and get shit done and work hard and be that employee that the foreman or the manager or whoever is above you wants there, the one that they know that they can come to you and that you will get it done, and you will get it done to the best of your ability. Nobody likes a shit bag, all right? Nobody likes the person that comes around, does shit work, and just does the motions, okay? You have no drive, you have no initiative, and it's hard to respect, in my opinion, it's hard to respect someone who has no drive and no initiative. You're just wasting away your time. We don't have that much time on this planet. And if you're doing shit that you don't love, then you're gonna, I understand it's hard to show up to a job you hate, and, you know, we discuss this, you go out and find a job that you enjoy or find something that you're passionate about. But when you show up to work, get it done. I can't tell you enough. I don't know why in the electrical industry, so many shitbags are attracted to the job. God, you guys, people get their journeyman card, and it's a staggering number. If you were to take a poll and you were to ask people in the industry how many people are ruined by that journeyman card and that little bit of prestige to get to their name because they're now a journeyman, I would have to say probably a good 50% of the people who get the journeyman card become useless or they just stop working as hard. And to me, I don't understand that mentality. I never will. When I achieve a goal, I strive to be better after that. Like, I don't go and achieve something and then just rest on my laurels after that. No, you have to keep grinding. You have to keep striving to be better. We could always be better. No one's ever better or the best. No one's ever the best at anything. There's always someone better at something than you. And that should drive you to be better. That should drive you to try harder. So getting your journeyman card in electrical, it doesn't give you a reason to be a shitbag. You may be becoming a lead man or a foreman. That gives you some leniency. That allows you the authority to work or not work as much as you like, as long as shit gets done and you're directing workflow. That's a different thing. I'm not saying that. I'm saying actual journeymen who are out on the field still, who aren't running, and they're not lead men, and they're not foremen, and they're not supervisors. They're just another journeyman, and they go to shit. Their work ethic goes to hell, and I just don't have any respect for that guy. When I see that guy on the job, I'm nice because I'm a nice guy, and I'll be cordial with him. But I'm not going out of my way to be nice to you. I'm definitely not going out of my way to help you. So, for me, guys, the entirety of this talk, I don't want to drag it on too long. This is going to be kind of a shorter talk. I just want to instill in everyone, up-and-coming kids, older gentlemen, women, it doesn't matter. You can all try harder. You can all have better work ethic. What does it mean to you? Well, what does it mean to me? It means showing up 15 minutes early to work every day, ready to work. It means trying harder than the next guy. It means being the best of my ability. And that doesn't mean being better than everyone else. Sometimes your best is not going to be someone else's best. Sometimes your best is someone else's half par. Some people are just a cut above the rest, while others are just average. But the best you could be is what you should strive for. So, for me, work ethic means always trying your hardest and always doing the best of your ability. And it should mean that to everybody. You should always, no matter what job you're in, you should go there and strive for excellence. All right, guys, I'm going to step off my soapbox and I'm going to enjoy the rest of my day. And I hope y'all just have one glorious Monday. Happy fucking Monday, by the way. I lose track of my days because I'm working every day. So, you know, at BHI, where I work, every day is a Monday. But I really enjoy what I'm doing out here. So it doesn't feel like a Monday to me. It just feels like another day to go out and kick ass. And I feel that's part of why I love my life, is because I love what I do. And you guys got to find that and make sure you have good work ethic while you're at it too. No matter what job you're doing, go out there and kick ass, guys. Like always, love you all. Hope you have a blessed day. Peace.